Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather. On Niche Radio.
And welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is great to be back on this beautiful Friday. I'm extremely excited that the weekend is ahead of us. Looking forward to getting a little bit of rest, although it is a busy one for me again. But I am looking forward to spending some downtime and just catching up after this completely hectic week. I don't know if yours was as bad as mine, but it was insane. Anyway, let's get on to the show. So as usual, I have some awesome giveaways. We've got, we've also got a set of tickets to give away to see Blues in the Park, on the 12th of February. That's going to be absolutely fantastic at Nyrock Sculpture Park. It's got a great lineup, so do stay tuned. I've got a set of tickets to give away there as well. The rest of the show is predominantly filled with food for some obscure reason, a couple of beauty queens, and the rest of it is filled with food. So let's kick off, shall we? So this week I was very excited and very honored to actually attend a very exclusive event hosted by Starbucks as they introduced their rewards card / loyalty program. Now, I have to be honest, I never thought I'd become a Starbucks fan. I've never been a big sort of franchisee type person. You know, I just sort of prefer family-run restaurants or, you know, single-owner restaurants where it's very unique and very different. I'm not really been a fan of chain stores. However, I have fallen in love with Starbucks. I had my first Frappuccino last year, at the end of last year, and I have to say I have fallen quite hopelessly in love. I do not go there that often, because I think I would probably wind up the size of a house, but their range and their baked goods and stuff is really, really fantastic. So anyway, this week they launched their very much anticipated loyalty program to reward customers, which lets you not only redeem rewards whenever you purchase at the store, but you can also pay at the stores through the Starbucks mobile app. So you don't need money. You can actually just use your phone to pay, which is kind of cool. So basically this is how it works. Okay, there's two levels, green and gold, and each tier offers value-added benefits to customers. So you start on the green level and you earn one star for every R2 that you spend. And then when you reach 250 stars, which is basically R500 worth of spend, you can then unlock rewards like free beverages and food, etc., etc., which is really cool. Then you go onto the gold level. So you need to earn 750 stars, and again, you get more benefits with that. You get a free coffee on your birthday, free coffee refills, super exclusive event invitations, and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's really cool. So, I mean, if you're a Starbucks fan or you're getting a coffee every single day at Starbucks, do make sure that you get your rewards card. You need to physically get the card. You need to download the app from your Play Store, put in the digits on the card, and voila, there you go. So it's kind of cool. It's a completely cashless payment solution that lets you use this. It's got this really cool like shake and pay feature. So you sort of shake the phone when the app is open, a little QR code pops up and then the cashier can scan it and there you go. So your points are automatically loaded. You can pay, you're done, no problem. It's absolutely, I actually think it's really, really cool. So I'm quite excited to get started. So the Starbucks stores, there's one in Rosebank, which is probably my closest one. I know there's one in Pretoria as well, but they are going to be expanding across South Africa, I think, in the next 2 years. So I'm looking forward to seeing sort of, you know, what else they offer. They really do sort of encapsulate coffee on a global scale. And I remember drinking Starbucks overseas when I was traveling, and it's really awesome that we have them here. And I love the way they do sort of seasonal stuff, like they did the pumpkin spiced latte for Halloween, and they do all sorts of Christmassy drinks. There was a gingerbread frappuccino, which was absolutely fantastic, that I enjoyed in December. And they do sort of all sort of cool and funky things. So the menu is constantly changing, which is really fun. So you can head on over to starbucks.co.za, or you can log onto the Play Store on your phone and download the Starbucks South Africa app, and off you go. Then also this week, I got to head through to the, I want to say brand new, but they're 6 weeks old. So I don't know if it's brand new, but it's like pretty new. Jamie's Italian in Morrow's Arch. I have been so looking forward to dining here. They have been absolutely packed since they opened. So getting in the door is like virtually impossible. So I was really, really lucky to join a group of fellow food lovers this week to go through and try them out. I loved everything. The decor was fantastic. And we also got to meet Chef Shane Smith, who's the head chef at Jamie's, he took us on a little pasta making demo / crash course, and we got hands on too and learned how to make some pasta. And he also took us into the back in the kitchen so we can see everything that goes on with the cooking of the pastas and how everything works at the back there. It was really, really interesting. And we had a great starter platter. It was actually, it's more like a board that they bring to the table. It was filled with delicious roasted veg and olives, arancini balls. There was some crispy squid, fried polenta, which was deliciously tasty. You wouldn't think. Some cheeses, some cold meat. So really like a sort of snacky, nibbly, sort of something to share with friends or whatever. And it was all amazingly fresh and beautifully, beautifully plated. And then for main courses, we obviously had pasta because that's what we'd learned how to make. And I ordered the penne arrabbiata with chicken, and it was simply delicious. It was spicy. It was just right, just the right portion size. Absolutely amazing. And it comes served with a teaspoon of crispy breadcrumbs on the side. And as Chef Shane calls it, poor man's parmesan. You wouldn't think it would work, but once you sprinkle it over the dish, it is absolutely amazing and surprisingly tasty as well. It's a great compliment to the pasta. It worked really, really well. And once we'd finished dinner, I was lucky enough to catch up with Chef Shane and chat to him a little bit about how he became the head chef at Jamie's and a little bit about the journey that he's been on over the last couple of months. So have a little listen.
Jamie's first one in Africa. Yeah. We're very, very privileged to have that behind our names. And the first one happened to be now in Melrose Arch. And everyone's asking the question, why not Cape Town? Why not Cape Town? I think we did a good move to come to Joburg. It's something new in the market.
Are there plans to go to Cape Town? Maybe.
Yes. We have to expand the brand within the country.
But slowly.
As part of the contract, yeah. So,
it's only been, 2 months?
Yeah. Technically, we've been trading for 6 weeks. And it's been phenomenal. We've had some great feedback. And we've had so many feet in through these doors, it's just blown our minds, and we're so privileged.
That's because of the Jamie's name, right?
Absolutely. Obviously, Jamie's got such a great name, and he's one of the top loved chefs around the world. And it's kind of our blessing and our curse at the same time, because it's such a high expectation that we have to live with. And we're trying our utmost best, but I'm sure
you're doing a fantastic job. So how did you wind up here?
I was privileged enough to have worked for Jamie before, and in his first store in Jamie's Italian in Oxford. So after studying law for 3.5 years, I quit law. I couldn't do that anymore. I'm too passionate about food. I used to skip class and I cooked food in my flat and never knowing what I was cooking, but it was amazing. I just loved it. So I closed the books and I went to the UK, and I managed to get an opportunity with, and back then he was the head chef. His name was Marcos Giorgio. He phoned me up after I went, and I stood in front of the queue the one day with my CV.
Like an Idol's audition, I can imagine.
Yeah, trying my luck. So it was amazing. They gave me an opportunity at it, and that was where I did my actual training. And after a year, came back to South Africa, and then myself and the head chef then, we grew a bond, and we were very good friends from then. And he followed my career up until last year October. Well, he still follows my career now, but he followed my career up until then. And he was then the international chef director for Jamie's Italian worldwide, or international. And he gave me a call and he said, listen, yeah, it's Jamie's coming to South Africa, and I must speak to the owners of the company and see what we can do. So yeah, I managed to speak to Steve Kosofsky, the CEO of the company, and we hit it off, and yeah, you're right.
The rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, the rest I still can't remember. It's
in a blur. I can imagine. And it's been season as well.
Absolutely,
so.
Yeah.
So now tell us everything. I mean, you were telling us a bit about the chickens and the toys, and like everything needs to be, there's a specific international standard that you need to adhere to. So how does that?
It's all about the animal welfare, which sets us apart from any other restaurant in the country, I would say, because of this Josie system that I was talking about, where everything, all our high-risk proteins need to be fully traceable and as sustainable as possible and certified free-range. And we're looking after the welfare of the produce. And we just working with suppliers that are ethically
sound.
Perfect word.
Ethically sound.
Yeah, so we really about the produce. It's all about the produce. And
everything, I mean, you showed us the pasta that's made on site. What else is made? What else do you make here, like fresh?
Absolutely everything.
Everything. Okay, that's it.
We make everything scratch. We've from the mayonnaise to the last dessert going onto the plate, the compotes, we make everything ourselves. So we've got a bunch of talented youngsters pushing out high volumes of prep, and we are I'm very, very humbled and proud to be associated with the kind of chefs that we're working with, and just to have seen how they've grown in the last 6 weeks, 2 months, it's been absolutely amazing.
Can you imagine the rest of the year? It's going to be fantastic.
I can only imagine what's going to happen in the near future, and especially further on, if I have to think about the kitchen porters that have become chefs and how their lives have changed for the better, and how we've developed them into what they are now. And the main goal is to get everyone being the better, best versions of themselves. So we're very humbled and so, so happy and proud of them.
What a treat to find a chef who actually loves to talk. So that was a really fun interview. So guys, if you can get through to Jamie's Italian in Melrose Arch, please make sure that you do pop in and have one of the delicious handmade pastas. Yummy. It was really, really good. I'll definitely be back. So pulling away from food for a little bit, but just a little bit, because you know I love my food, I was very honored to be invited to the star-studded events this week for the reveal of the top 12 finalists for Miss South Africa 2017, hosted by Sun International and Sol C. It was a bit of a nail biter, I must say. The crowds were extremely vocal. They cut down from 26 to 12. So this was the last sort of phase, if you will. These 12 will now go through to the final. And I have to say, Gauteng did well. 8 of the 12 are from Gauteng. And then there's 2 girls from the Western Cape and 2 from KZN. They're going to be competing on Sunday, March 26th this year for the prestigious crown and the title. Not to mention R1 million cash prize from the sponsors. Very nice. And that'll take place at the Sun City Super Bowl. So that's very, very exciting. So judges for the pageant currently are Maps Mapinyane, Bridget Madinga, and Ezra Davids. And there's apparently going to be some more celebrity judges heading our way. So do stay tuned. And yes, it's quite sad. Ntando Kaneni's done an absolutely fantastic job as our Miss SA in 2016. It's going to be quite sad to see her go. But I was at an event earlier today where I got to meet some of the finalists personally, and lovely, sweet girls, you know, sort of excited. And I'm interested to see who her successor is in 2017. So if you want to find out who the finalists are, I've got some photos up there as well, so you can meet the finalists, get to know who they are. You can head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and check out the post on Miss SA 2017 Top 12. And well done to those who made it through. Now, guys, Valentine's just around the corner. As we know, Net Florist is up to their usual antics. So actually, it was quite cool. So I headed through to go and have a look at the Net Florist warehouse here in Joburg. I was absolutely blown away. So Valentine's Day is their busiest day of the year, like the busiest day. They actually bring in an extra 350 staff. Yes, that's right. So they have 150 permanent staff. They bring in an extra 350 staff and drivers to be able to help them cope on the 13th and 14th of February. Like, literally, florists go haywire. So I really had a great tour around the warehouse, and it was actually so interesting. You know, you receive a gift basket, or you receive, you know, a floral arrangement, but you don't actually realize the amount of love and attention and actual physical care and the placing of each and every rose or each and every piece of fruit or whatever it is that you're getting. So much care and physical attention goes into making these things. There's literally like sort of a production line. Stuff comes out of the store. They collect it. They're building hampers. It was a hive of activity when I was there, and very, very interesting to see sort of behind the scenes as well, which was really, really cool. They do loads of fun stuff. So from chocolate dipped strawberries to baked goods to jewelry to obviously not only flowers, they do awesome little, they do a man crate, which is really fun. It's got some like liqueur and chocolate body paints and whatnot in, which is loads of fun. They really do have everything for every occasion. So if you want to check it out, you can head on over to netflorist.co.za, see what they have on offer for Valentine's Day. And they are offering a free box of Lindt chocolates to anybody who has their order delivered on the 13th of February, so the day before. So if you want to score some Lindt chocolates along with your gift as well, make sure that you get your delivery booked for the 13th of Feb. And also you'll be in there early, so you can kind of ride that Valentine's wave for like two whole days, you know, get some extra love and attention. So that's netflorist.co.za. Do check them out. Some great stuff on offer there. And then guys, don't forget, Saturday, the 4th of Feb, is the Pink Table Project. Now, I spoke about this last week. It takes place every year to raise awareness about the role of healthy eating in cancer prevention and cancer awareness as a whole, but they also raise funds for cancer beneficiaries. So I'm not going to go into the whole story again, but do head over to heatherhook.com, check out my Pink Table Project post, and it's not too late to book. There's a whole list of restaurants in Gauteng that are supporting this. So there's a cost of 148 rand per person to book your seat. That all goes towards cancer. And then you dine like you normally would, and the restaurants decorate the whole restaurant in pink. You're encouraged to wear pink and to dress up and just have a really, really good time, enjoying a meal that you probably would with friends and family anyway, and get to donate to cancer. So I think that's really, really cool. So as I said, either head on over to my website, or you can head to thepinktableproject.com and check them out. Now, I mentioned earlier, I have a set of two tickets valued at 660 Rand to see the Valentine's Blues concert on Sunday, the 12th of February at Nirox Sculpture Park. This is their third installation of the Valentine's Blues program. And the lineup for this one, wow, Albert Frost, Gerald Clark, the Tidal Waves, Manny Walters, Gunshot Blue. I mean, it really is a super, super lineup. Like, this is fantastic. I'm actually quite looking forward. So you can come early. The gates will open at 10 o'clock on the day. You can take a romantic walk around the venue, and you can have a little bit of a picnic. Obviously, no external food is allowed in, because they do have caterers on site. They're called Epicurean Emporium, and you can get some really awesome food and drink and enjoy a super day out. So my competition for these tickets is going to close on Friday, the 10th of February, just in time so that you can go through on the Sunday and have an awesome romantic blues concert at Nirox Sculpture Park. So you need to get engaged with me on social media, or if you head on over to my website, I've got instructions there. You need to comment below. So do follow up and follow me on the social media platforms to stand a chance to win a set of tickets to Blues in the Park. And then last but not least, we still have the gorgeous wrap bracelet, which is valued at 1,500 rand from Endless Jewelry to give away. I'm doing the draw next Tuesday, 7th of Feb, so there's time to, you know, order your color, order your charm, get it delivered to you. This thing is absolutely fantastic. Actually, the more I look at the pictures, the more jealous I am that I have to give it away to somebody. It is absolutely exquisite. So you do need to get involved on Twitter or Facebook. You need to share my posts, comment, like things. You need to like the Endless Jewelry pages as well to stand a chance to win. And as I said, I'll be drawing the winner next Tuesday, the 7th of Feb, and I'll be announcing them online on Hangout with Heather here on Niche Radio at 10 o'clock. Okay, guys, it's been a super long and bumper show, but I've had fun as always. I hope you have a super magical weekend. Please do get engaged with me on social media. Twitter, Heather L. Hook. Facebook as well, Heather L. Hook. Instagram, I'm Heather Louise Hook, and my website is heatherhook.com. I will catch you guys next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.